Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope everybody is having a phenomenal Passover and has had a great Easter. One of my favorite weekends, although I'm not a big fan of Passover with the constipation and the matzah, which I've complained about time and time again. I'm on day, I don't know, either 3 or 4, and I am so blocked up, it's miserable. But for those of us celebrating, I hope, you know, have had a phenomenal holiday, Easter, Passover, and anything else you celebrated this weekend. Spring break, no, my kids celebrated that. I was at the beach. I got to go to San Diego. I was at the Padres Fan Fest. The Padres rock. These guys are so nice. The kids got to get autographs. I did. I got Nick Vincent's autograph and Luis Hernandez. So that was really cool. We saw Kemp running around. They were great. They were great. You got to, you know, be on the field. You got to take pictures at the plate. Pretend like you were catching a ball in the outfield. It was really, really awesome, you know? I don't watch baseball as much as I watch other sports, but I got to tell you, baseball players are some of the coolest cats out there. So I was, it was really good. And they were just so handsome. And so burly. They're so cute. My husband's like, you quit flirting with everybody. But one of the highlights was the beach. So we're at the beach. And here's the thing. Okay, I'm a little too old for the whole bikini thing. And I understand that in order to get attention, okay, you need to demand attention. Well, I don't want attention. Okay? You know, I kind of am doing the whole, I got the skirt and the t-shirt thing, okay? That was my bathing suit wear. And I gotta tell you something, okay? And I put this on Facebook. I mean, I've come to grips with the fact that I am not the sexiest person on the beach, okay? What I have a real hard time with is I've never even been close to being the sexiest one on the beach. And so now I'm at the point where when I'm going out there on the beach, I'm going to be doing practical wear. Okay, now mind you, I've already had a pre-melanoma, so there's no way I'm going to be shedding a lot of skin. But it was kind of eye-opening for me because there were some really good-looking lifeguards now. Okay, and one was looking at me and smiling. And I was like, yay, I still got it. Until he did that one move, and all us women are very, very familiar with that move, where he cocks his head to the side like he's trying to look around you. And I turn around, and there are some beach babes behind me, which means I am now the woman in the way. I'm not the woman being looked at and smiled at. I am now the woman obstructing views of beautiful women. And that is just so hard to take. So I'm basically standing in the middle of the beach bawling my eyes out, right? And then my husband starts coming over, you know, because he ain't supposed to. He's my husband. He's supposed to comfort me. But then, you know, he's like, wait a second. I can't stand next to her. You know, this is embarrassing. I don't want anybody to know that I'm with her. So he just goes back out into the ocean. I'm just sitting there in my skirt with my really bad white legs. Now, that wasn't, though, the worst part of the trip. Okay, the worst part of the trip was sailing. My husband decided to take my kids sailing. He rented a boat, and he was going to teach them how to sail. A little small 25-footer. I mean, big to me, but, you know, I guess in sailboats, that's small. All right. Well, I had no idea that that sail could behead you when it goes back and forth. I got hit a lot. And even the rope, even if you are low enough for the sail, there's this rope thing that hits you. All right. And okay. So anyway, so the thing starts to swing. My kids almost get knocked off. And I mean, you know, major trauma going on this boat, blood everywhere. And my husband turns to me and says, "What the hell are you doing?" I'm like, "Wait a second. I'm just steering the boat." I had no idea that if you move that big thing port side or star, I don't know what the hell, it's that big long stick that's supposed to steer the boat, that you could cause the big sail to be going flippity floppity back and forth. What's it called? What is called all clear? What?
Rudder.
Rudder? Is the rudder the sail that goes back and forth? What do you yell when the sail goes back and forth? My son's here.
Come about.
Oh, come about. So my husband's screaming, "Come about." Like, come about? Come about what? Are you, like, speaking Canadian? About? What are you doing? Come about. And all of a sudden, the thing is flying again. He's like, "I thought you knew about sailing. You're totally screwed." And then the boat starts to list. And I'm like, okay, and I got that word, list. Problem is, I got a lisp. So I'm like, "It's lifting." He's like, "Lift what?" Lift. Okay, so he doesn't understand me because I got a lisp. Here I am. Again, guys in a boat come next to us. They smile. I think they're checking me out. And no, it's a boat of babes, half, kind of half block down that way. So anyway, it was very, very rough. So the kids got to learn to sail. I feel fat, 40, unwanted. In fact, the only person that really, really flirted with me was some of the Padre baseball players. So I'm just going to concentrate on that, and that'll be my happy place. And that was my spring break. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a man that went into kidney failure because he drank a lot of iced tea. And we're talking a lot of iced tea. So we'll talk about why iced tea could put you into kidney failure. I'm not a big iced tea drinker. I only drink it when I don't want to drink soda. Then, apparently, we have the 12 most pesticide-contaminated fruits and vegetables of 2015. For those of us that don't want anything to do with fruits and vegetables, you could use this as an excuse. But it's important to know which fruits and vegetables have a lot of pesticides, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about flaca. Flaca is this new drug that causes amazing strength and delirium and all sorts of crazy stuff. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a doctor, obviously. And I like to talk health topics, but you can never get away from politics. And my listeners keep asking me about politics. This one, for example, I got this weekend. John from Fort Lauderdale writes, and I have to address this. I can't not. Doctor, you've been awfully quiet on this Iran deal Obama is designing. Wouldn't you guys rather I be quiet? You guys really don't want to hear what I have to say? Doctor, you've been awfully quiet on this Iran deal Obama's designing. Can you please explain to me, with your being Jewish and all, why Jews support Obama? Okay, here, I've already, the reason why I haven't talked about this, I've already talked about this on air, okay? Remember, I'm not Rush Limbaugh, where every day I talk about, you know, all the political issues over and over again. I'm supposed to be talking about all the medical issues, so when something political comes up, I say my piece, and then I move on to something else that week. So I've already said what I've had to say with this, okay? People want Israel nuked off the face of this earth. America needs Israel. Israel is the helicopter pad for America to the Middle East, right? Okay? America can do whatever they need to in Israel, and they go to Israel, they're safe in Israel, and so we need Israel to exist, not only for Jews and for Christians and for Mormons and for Muslims and, you know, I mean, people of all faiths, but we also need it for America, because this is, like I said, and I've always said this, our helicopter pad to the Middle East. Iran, as well as other countries, want to annihilate Israel. So as far as I'm concerned, having nuclear capabilities aimed towards Israel is a danger for all of us involved. Okay? Now, the question of why are Jews supporting Obama? All right, first, not all Jews do. Okay? And, you know, I keep getting asked, this isn't the only email, why are Jews Democrat? Why are, I can't speak for all Jews, but most of the Jews I know are Republican. So I think the media has been sending out these messages, same thing with Latinas and Latinos, okay? Not all Latinos are Democrat. Many of the Latinos I know are pretty conservative. They're Catholic, I think media needs to stop stereotyping that certain demographics are just voting one way or another. I can't tell you how many African Americans I know who are upset with Obama and voting Republican. Okay, so now, yeah, maybe there's going to be majorities voting one way or another, but I don't know what show I was listening to. We were driving out of San Diego, and it was a talk show where talk show where they were, you know, going, why are the Jews supporting Obama? Okay, that's a question that a lot of us Jewish people do when we look at other Jewish people who kind of supported Obama, going, why? What are you thinking? And it was an ingrained thought that happened years and years and years ago, where if you were a minority, you gravitated towards the Democratic Party. Okay, now this was like pre-Roosevelt days. All right, a big changing force, and I can't speak for everybody. Okay, I can't. But one of the changing forces was the knowledge that came out that America knew, FDR administration knew about the railroads and didn't help. When that information came out, I think a lot of Jews were like, look, okay, we're not just one political party. We go with whoever is the best for America and for the best in general. Yeah, some people are like, well, we just vote Democrat because that's just what we do. But I live out west, and so most of the people I know, they vote for whoever makes more sense and whoever is safe for America, safe for Israel, and just makes sense overall. And again, we want to feel safe. What happened in World War II pre-World War II was very, very scary. I lost a lot of family. All my Polish family was killed, with the exception of one family in Germany. All my German family was killed. All my Austrian family was killed. Most of my Russian family was killed. So the only survivors that left and escaped were the ones that made my dad. And then my dad made me. So, you know, we lost a lot of family. A lot of Christians lost a lot of Christians, a lot of Jews. So we don't want that happening again. So we will, when we vote, and again, I can't speak for all of us, but I will, when I vote, want to make sure it's somebody that doesn't put Christians and Jews or Americans or innocent people in harm's way. And I don't give a damn if you're Democrat or Republican. Whoever I think is going to be a safer president, somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, is the one I would vote for. So when the media keeps saying, oh, well, the Jewish vote is going to go for this, where the hell are they getting this? They're not asking me, they're not asking my friends, they're not asking my family, they're not asking the people I know. So I think the media is trying to portray that blacks, Latinos, Jews will all go Democrat. And no, That's not the case. That's not the case at all. Okay? Now, maybe there are some stereotypes like Hollywood, like a lot of Hollywooders, you know, may lean Democrat. Okay? And you got some big names in Hollywood. You got Barbara Streisand. You got Steven Spielberg. So you got, you know, when people think of Jews, they think Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand. God, who else is a big Jewish person that they think about? I don't know. All right, that's Hollywood. Most of Hollywood supports Democrats. They're in California, for crying out loud. But are there certain people that don't? Obviously, you got John Voight, got Kelsey Grammer, Clint Eastwood. So, if I could wrap this up, media needs to stop stereotyping. This idea that they want to, I don't know why they're doing it, because they're adding to the bigotry. All right, you know, when the media tries to say you got this demographic that's going to vote one way, they're the ones that are fueling more and more of the bigotry and the racism that's out there. Stop it. Okay? As a Jew, as a Jewish woman, oh, that's another thing. All right? I get sick and tired of people saying that I am supporting a party that's anti-woman. All right? I mean, which party right now is anti-woman? Who is doing worse for the women's rights or the women's progress? All right? You know, I think when you, and the reason why that subject keeps coming up is because the idea of free birth control. All right? I don't want any handouts that a man isn't getting. I want to be treated equally like a man. So if men aren't getting free condoms and if they're not getting free vasectomies, okay, then don't be giving me free birth control. Okay? I don't need the government monitoring my vagina. I'm a woman, an educated woman. I can monitor my own reproductive system. Thank you. Okay? I'm not stupid. I don't need that help. So, you know, to say, look, okay, women, we're going to take over your birth control. We're just going to give it to you for free so you don't get pregnant. Am I the only woman insulted by that? I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Stay away from my reproductive system. Let me make my own reproductive choices when it comes to birth control. Okay? And don't use my tax dollars to pay for people's abortions and pay for other people's birth control. Okay, use my tax dollars to help blind kids, to help kids with cancer, to help build safer roads. Use my tax dollars for that. Okay, we women do not need men deciding and planning our health insurance future based on what our reproductive cycle is. Stay out of it. It's insulting to us. Now, again, I can't speak for all women, but that's how I look at it. So, again, I need these arguments where they say that only one party is for women's rights. Okay, that has to stop. These absolutes have to stop. That one Democrat, Jews only vote Democrat. That's another thing that's false. These things are false. Okay, I'm a woman. I care about the same things men care about. Okay, I care about national security. I care about where our tax dollars are going. I care about how we're going to feed our hungry. I care about jobs. Okay? I care about the same things. Don't sit there on the news saying, I'm going to pick Hillary Clinton because she's a woman. That is insulting to me. I'm not stupid. I'm going to pick the person who I think is going to be in the best interest for America, leading us at the helm. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I was out of town for a couple days, but our answer lines were on. So we definitely got your calls, and I'd like to play some of them. So let's get right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Doc. Just love you. A friend of mine had breast cancer 4 years ago and now has liver cancer. Oh. And I want to know, is this stage 4 now? It's the same cancer that was from the breast. Thank you, and I will listen.
Okay. Oh, I wish I could talk to you live. I know you called when I was out of town, and I'm so sorry to hear about your friend going through that. When cancer is in the liver, it doesn't necessarily mean it came from the breast. But whenever cancer hits the liver, one of the first things we all think about is metastasis and a stage 4 cancer. I should probably quickly review what these stages mean, okay? All right, like with breast cancer, you know, breast cancer hits 1 in 8 of us. And so whenever we get asked, when somebody gets diagnosed with breast cancer, you know, they'll ask the doctor, okay, well, what are we looking at? What type of cancer is it? Well, it's a breast cancer stage 2B. They're like, what the hell does that mean? All right, or, you know, as opposed to a stage 1. Okay, well, you have to, whenever you stage, let's say breast cancer, for example, you need to know if it's invasive or if it's not invasive. You need to know the size of cancer. You need to know if the cancer hit the lymph nodes, et cetera. And then the oncologist who is going to be helping fight the cancer, or your radiation oncologist, if you're going to need radiation, then decides based on the staging what they need to do. Okay? You know, because local, if the cancer is local, that's a word we used to use. That means it's confined locally. It's just where it is in the breast. If it's regional, that means it's within the breast region, including lymph nodes. Distant means the cancer went to a distant spot somewhere else. So you have a variety of different stages. We don't talk about stage 0 breast cancer a lot. Stage 0 doesn't hit the news, so a lot of people don't know what stage 0 is. Stage 0 is you have cancer, but it's in terms of breast, but it's non-invasive. So it's like the ductal carcinoma in situ. So it's cancer, but it's just sitting there staying put. And so since you don't have the cancerous cells breaking apart, moving on, and if you guys need a real good review of this, breastcancer.org has a great review. Many of them do. Many of the websites do. But I'm looking at that one. So stage 0 means it's like ground 0, okay, where the cancer is at ground 0 and it hasn't gone anywhere. Okay, that's how I look at it. Okay, then you got stage 1. Stage 1 is where we will give invasive breast cancer a name. Stage 1 is one of the more easily treatable ones. Okay, now there's a couple different categories. You got the 1A and you got the 1B. Stage 1A is where the cancer is less than 2 centimeters and has not left the breast. No lymph nodes involved, nothing. So it's kind of right there, but it's invasive. It's not in situ cancer where it just sits there. It is invasive, and it has that potential, where it's why it gets that stage 1 designation. Stage 1B is where you have little groups of cancer cells, all right, already going, you know, in nearby lymph nodes, okay? Or you have a tumor that's no bigger than 2 centimeters, or there's small groups of cancer cells, et cetera, but nothing bigger than 2 millimeters in the lymph nodes. So less than 2 millimeter involvement in the lymph nodes keeps you at stage 1. So we're talking microscopic invasion. Now, stage 1 is still some serious stuff. So whenever somebody goes, yeah, I had stage 1 breast cancer, like, what? Stage 1 was just the first stage, you're fine. Well, yes, many of these people are fine and their prognosis is great, but it's still invaded and there was still lymph node involvement, and that's something that a lot of people don't realize. Now we go into stage 2. Okay? You may not even see cancer in the breast, but you start to see it in the lymph nodes, or there is cancer in the breast. All right? But now we got more lymph node involvement. Okay? And sometimes a tumor can be greater than 2 centimeters. In stage 2A, it could be greater than 2 centimeters. Now, 2 centimeters is like a couple pencil erasers. It's like less than an inch. But to say in stage 2A, you're no bigger than 5 centimeters. Stage 2B, again, more of an issue with lymph node involvement, etc. Now we go into stage 3. Stage 3, now we're looking at, rather than 1 to 3 lymph nodes, maybe 4 to 9. Lymph nodes in the axillary area or nodes near the breastbone. In stage 3, the tumor could be greater than 5 centimeters. All right? That's a big breast cancer. 5 centimeters is pretty... 5 centimeters is probably a plum. Size of a plum, maybe. Okay? And or your stage 3, let's say 3A, if the tumor is bigger than 5 centimeters and has already gone to a couple lymph nodes. Okay? Or you could be stage 3B if it's spread to lymph nodes near the breastbone or up to 9 lymph nodes, or you're already starting to get breast swelling, ulcer, that puts you into stage 3B. So some of you are like, well, wait a second, if there's no lymph node involvement, it's not stage 4. It's only stage 4 with lymph node involvement. No, it's not. Lymph node involvement will still include those other stages. Stage 3C, you have another section. It's where you have at least 10 or more axillary lymph nodes involved, or the cancer is starting to spread to lymph nodes above or below the collarbone. There's supraclavicular lymph nodes, etc., or spread to near the breastbone. Stage 4 is what we give a lot of cancers, including breast cancer, once it starts to spread beyond the region and going to liver, brain, bones, etc. Okay? Sometimes we'll use the word metastatic. Sometimes we'll use the word advanced. But stage 4 is where it's already spread outside. Okay? Or to lymph nodes near other organs of the body. Because that means, you know, I mean, how do you find a little millimeter area within the brain or et cetera? Or if it's less than a millimeter, it may be very difficult to pick up on certain tests. This is why PET scans are so important, because they help to pick up where some of this metastatic cancer can be. So stage 4 is where it spreads. So you hear that somebody had cancer, and then all of a sudden now they're diagnosed with liver cancer. Well, how do we know it's metastatic, or how do we know if it's primary liver cancer? Well, it depends on how the look is, okay? If you see that the breast cancer, let's say on PET scan, you have the inflamed or you have the involved lymph nodes, and then you can almost see a trail of lymph node involvement kind of leading to the liver. And it's not like a typical trail, but you see other lymph nodes involved and then liver. That gives more of a picture of something metastasizing and moving to the liver, as opposed to there being a primary liver lesion. Okay, now liver cancer, just to quickly review that, liver cancer is a tough one. And you can get that if you've had chronic hepatitis B or hepatitis C, if you've had chronic liver diseases like hereditary hemochromatosis, Wilson's disease. Hemochromatosis is excessive iron, Wilson, copper, cirrhosis, drinking a lot, and your liver not being able to do what it needs to do, where it's not able to relieve the toxins, etc. And what they could do, there's a variety of things that could actually put you at risk for liver cancer. Also the aflatoxins. Aflatoxins are poisons that are produced by molds. They grow on crops, not stored very well, I guess. And these aflatoxin contamination has been found to cause liver cancer in Africa, Asia, etc. Obesity, alcohol, etc. So when your liver is being bombarded with things that it doesn't want to really be dealing with, that could, you know, up your risk for liver cancer. So with that, they could tell by actually doing a biopsy and looking to see if the hepatocytes are the ones starting to look funny. So remember, you got the breast cells, you got hepatocytes. I mean, you could tell by the way the cells look. Okay, so if there's just one lesion in the liver, no other lymph node involvement, that could lead more towards a primary liver cancer. The other thing I would be, though, concerned about is somebody at risk for breast cancer may also be at risk for ovarian cancer or something else. So it may not be the breast cancer that spread to the liver. It could be something else. It could be colon cancer. It could be ovarian cancer. She's in my prayers. Please keep us posted on how she's doing and what was found out. I'm really sorry to hear that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, did you guys hear about this in the news? Mindy Kaling's brother. All right, now Mindy Kaling is the one that does the Mindy Project? It's that show. It's actually really good. I like watching it a lot. Where she's like an OB-GYN. She's the Indian girl who's an OB-GYN and really, really funny show. Well, apparently her brother, I think, has put out a book where he reveals that he got into medical school pretending to be African American. Apparently 15 years ago, VJ Chokal Ingham shaved off his straight black hair, trimmed his quote-unquote long Indian eyelashes, and started checking off the quote-unquote black box for race on his medical school application. Before long, he was interviewing at Harvard and Columbia and found himself on wait lists, according to the New York Post, at the University of Pennsylvania, Washington University, and Mount Sinai. Now, his GPA was only 3.1. And he did come from a wealthy family. I believe he got in. He got in to St. Louis University Medical School, but then I guess he ended up dropping out, and then he ended up going to UCLA Anderson's MBA program, but he went in as an Asian Indian American and not black. He says, I love my sister to death. He's 38 years old. And he says they have been fighting over his revelation. She says this will bring shame onto the family. Now, Mr. Chokal Ingham says he's revealing his race ruse now because he heard that UCLA is considering strengthening its affirmative action admission policies. He says it's a myth that affirmative action benefits the underprivileged. So he plans to write a memoir about his experiences to be titled, quote, Almost Black. He says, I got into medical school because I was black. The funny thing is I'm not. My plan actually worked. Lucky for you, I never became a doctor. Now, St. Louis University Medical Center, a medical school, is supposedly highly selective, and its incoming students had an average GPA of 3.84. For medical school, when I applied for medical school, don't even think about it under a 3.8. And it was that difficult. Now I think it's lightened up a little bit because we don't have enough people wanting to become doctors with Obamacare. And a lot of people are like, you know what, there's definitely, you know, easier, less litigious, less years, less expensive career paths. You know, they could go through down and, you know, so there's not as many people going to medical school that I think we're going to start to see some of the easing up. But he said the idea came where he decided to self-identify as black after seeing fellow Asian Indian Americans with better grades than he struggle to get into medical school. He disclosed that he grew up in one of the wealthiest towns in Massachusetts, that his mother was a doctor and his father was an architect. But he disclosed that he did not receive financial aid from the University of Chicago. And so he didn't disclose that. He said, I was the campus rich kid, and they considered me, yet they considered him an affirmative action applicant. So what he's saying is when he pretended to be black, they didn't choose him like affirmative action proclaims where they're helping underserved. He, on his application, was well known to be wealthy. But because he was black, he appeared to be accepted, whereas his other Indian or Asian Indian American colleagues didn't. He says, on affirmative action, general racism is not the answer. It also promotes the negative stereotypes about the competency of minority Americans by making it seem like they need special treatment. You know, this is something that is, this is very, very interesting. You know, I told you there was a black medical student who had, you know, admitted to me that she was hoping that people didn't think she made it in there only because she was black. She had good grades. She really deserved to be there. but she was worried as affirmative action was resurfacing in terms of more guidelines for it at the time. This was about, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, that she was concerned that people would not think she got there based on her own merit. So it's a double-edged sword, all right? And this is very, very interesting. You know, I kind of feel better that he didn't continue all the way through medical school, because you don't want to think that you're seeing somebody who lied to get in. Okay. And he wasn't doing that from what I understand, as an experiment. I mean, at the time he was doing it to get into medical school, and wow, he did it just by checking off the black box. And I couldn't get away with that. I mean, I look like I need a transfusion. I am so pale. It couldn't work. But it insults all races. And it insults the system. It also insults the medical school. All right? Now, of course, we're only hearing one side of the story. They could say he interviewed damn well. I mean, there was a kid that got into my class, white male, who got into my class with a 2.8 GPA. And it's because his MCAT scores were awesome. It's because he interviewed really well. And he ended up being the top kid in our class. I've got to stop saying kid, but when I think about our school days, I think kid. You know, so, you know, to me, the grade point average shouldn't be the limiting factor with this. But when you have thousands upon thousands and thousands of applications, they have to sift through them somehow. So it's easier for them to just take, you know, 3.5 and above, or 3.7 and above, or 3.8 and above. True, schools like to show diversity. Okay, so they are going to want to show, you know, a school is not going to want the media having a field day that they have an all-white class or an all-Asian predominant class, etc. But, getting into medical school was no easy task. It was really, really difficult. And to think that a race card would need to be manipulated like what he had to do, it's really insulting to all of us of any race. And, it's I don't know what the answer is. You know, a big question that many of us have is, as whites are becoming a minority in the country, and we have many people mixed race. You know, mixed race is going to be the more common demographic, where you have people that are part white, part Latino, part black, part Asian, etc. So as mixed race becomes more the majority, how does affirmative action then work? If whites are a minority, does affirmative action then help them? Or does affirmative action continue, or is affirmative action obsolete? You know, there's a lot of questions to where we go from there. But, the one thing that I'm just noticing in my neck of the woods is, it doesn't matter what your race is. It matters if you speak Spanish, if you speak another language. And I would say, I wouldn't really worry about my skin color at this point. I would worry about if you can be hireable. And where I live in the Western United States, you need to be able to speak Spanish. And for those people that don't, they are going to be passed up for people who can. You know, it was such a relief for my professors that I was able to speak enough Spanish where I was able to do my work faster, because I didn't have to try to hunt down an interpreter, or I didn't have to be on the phone with the AT&T operator helping to translate. And I was the first person that got a job out of my medical school class, not because I was the smartest. I was not the smartest one in my class. I know, shocker, right? But it's because I was bilingual. They were like, we'll take you. So, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Bye. By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.